Bob Watson, WAKY News, reporting for Lincoln Income Life Insurance Company, a leader in the South and Southwest. The Reverend Ralph David Abernathy, head of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, is going to lead a march on Frankfort Friday. Announcing the march, the Reverend Leo Lesser of the Kentucky Christian Leadership Conference told newsmen earlier today,
July 1st, the federal government will be cutting off a substantial amount of money from the state of Kentucky's AFDC funds. And we are therefore marching in Frankfort to ask the state of Kentucky to make up this difference so there will not be a cut in the individual welfare checks.
Reverend Leo Lesser at a late morning news conference. The just past president of the Louisville JCs has been elected chairman of the Metropolitan Conference of the U.S. JCs at the local national convention. Terry Holland gets an automatic seat on the executive committee of the U.S. JCs. Tom Maxidon has these additional details of the JC activities today.
Day of relaxing for JCs here in Louisville for the organization's national convention. Hijinks have been kept to a minimum so far. There was even a street dance on busy 4th Street earlier this afternoon. Tomorrow morning, Motion Picture Association President Jack Valenti will address a leadership breakfast at the Brown Hotel at 8 o'clock. Maine Senator Edmund Muskie will deliver the convention's keynote address at the fairgrounds tomorrow morning at 9:30. From JC Convention Headquarters, I'm Tom Maxidon, WAKY News.
The body of an 11-year-old New Albany, Indiana boy has been recovered 200 feet from where the youngster disappeared while wading in Silver Creek. A companion says Jimmy Joyner apparently slipped off a ledge or was swept into deep water at a point where the creek enters the Ohio River. Hoosier State Police will take to the air. That story coming up.
Ladies, how much do you know about your income office? If you decide that you need additional income above your Social Security benefits, your Lincoln Income representative can tailor a plan to fit your individual needs. Find out today from Lincoln Income what your Social Security benefits would be.
For the first time in 4 years, Indiana State Police will use unmarked cars for patrol duty. Police Superintendent Robert Conkle says all cars will be equipped with sophisticated equipment to time the speed of automobiles. And he adds that plans are being made to purchase 5 helicopters for traffic patrols. George Dunleavy for WAKY News.
Court order bans picketing by 2 union locals at KD&W plant of National Distillers.
The Supreme Court says the 90th Congress was wrong in not allowing Adam Powell to take his seat once re-elected to it.
Warehouseman Local 89 continue to strike Cabot Piping Systems Company.
James Earl Ray denied appeal of his conviction for killing Martin Luther King. The judge in Memphis says James Earl Ray shouldn't have pleaded guilty.
Daily double at Miles Park pays $97.20 and wins by Hal's Hero and Go Mike Go.
Pentagon says 1,200 of the 25,000 GIs scheduled to leave Vietnam this summer will be Navy men.
ABC's Bruce Brown. Louisville area foster parents call for state to increase payments, contend they're not breaking even on budgets to care for children. WAKY weather, mostly sunny, cool today. Clear and cool tonight, low 50. Sunny and warmer tomorrow, high 80. Wednesday, mostly sunny and warmer with a chance of showers by evening. It's 73 degrees. Airport weather clear. Operations normal. This news a service of Lincoln Income Life and Insurance Company, a leader in the South and Southwest. Bob Watson, WAKY News.
Beautiful Burbank downtown, around downtown, with more WAKY musics.
That's plural for letters, I mean records. Good.